Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is my next guest for Spiritual Rap. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
I love having you on, and I love you and your family. And as always, I need to have a health and welfare update on baby Judah Andrew.
You know, I've been thinking about this. We've been doing this for a year now because in 2 weeks, my son will be 1 year old. And every week you've asked me how he's doing. He's doing great. I can't wait to show him to you. You know, you saw him about a month ago, and he just keeps getting bigger. They do this. It's odd.
Well, you know what's interesting if you think about it? I believe that, obviously, objectively, time doesn't go by faster when you have a child. But figuratively and emotionally, it does, because the growth of a child in your presence is so much faster than your own physical growth as an adult once you've reached adulthood. So the changes in a child happen so fast that it just seems like time is zooming.
Yeah, that's a great observation. You know, even this last week, he's upgraded from his infant car seat now to his toddler car seat, and there's no going back.
Exactly. About his, I forgot what they call it, it's like grazing where they kind of walk by holding on things. What's the terminology for that?
Whatever it is, he's doing it well.
Okay.
And I have a hard time keeping up to him.
Yeah, there's a name for it where they're just shy of walking, but they're using things around the house to prop themselves up, and they're able to move by holding on. So he's not yet doing independent steps.
Not yet doing independent steps. Though the closest he got was he tried to use the cat as a handhold, and the cat flipped it off, and he stood there teetering, and then he fell down.
I doubt you got it on video, but it would have been
great.
No,
it's seared into my mind, though. I can keep playing it back. It's great.
That's really good. Did we resolve the first birthday party?
We did, and we're not doing. Thank you for your advice. We're not going over the top. You know, Erica felt so much pressure that she had to do this huge birthday party, one that you never remember. And so what we're going to do is just with our family, we're going to actually go to the L.A. Zoo, and we're going to take them around, and we'll have a cake for them. But, you know, no bounce house, no taco truck. We're just going to enjoy the time together.
Good, good. Because you know what it's really about? It's about celebrating the birth for mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's really what a first birthday party is about, because the first year is so overwhelming. In the case of you guys, I think it's even more overwhelming because you didn't really go through a pregnancy at home. So all of a sudden, boom, this baby was brought into your home.
Yeah, 0-60 overnight.
Exactly. So what the party is really about, and I think for you, is honoring this beautiful thing that has happened to you guys. Obviously celebrating his birthday, but he will have no consciousness of it in any meaningful way. But you guys can really have a breath to go, wow, this has been an amazing year, or amazing, or amazing 2 years, or really an amazing 5 years since you've kind of embarked on the wanting to be parenthood journey.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, on that topic, I had a friend this morning. He texted me this. It was at 10:40, so an hour ago. He said, "Found this on my phone. It was dated from 1,078 days ago, and it was a note that he made to himself. It simply said this: pray for Drew, Sams, and Erica trying to have a baby. Pray for peace and patience." That's all he texted me that this morning. I didn't know he was praying for me, you know, 3 years ago.
I love
and
that.
It's so cool that he saw that and thought, you know, I should just send that over as an encouragement. And so I sent him back the latest photo of me and Judah, and I said, "That's so awesome. Answered prayers indeed."
Hey, send it to me too, please.
I will.
I'd love to.
I'll send this right
now.
Him and I playing the ukulele.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. You know, it's interesting. If I had the time, it would be kind of fun to go through all the shows that you've been on and just take out a one-sentence clip about what was going on in pregnancy efforts, adoption efforts, all the things that we did talk about. And then when the blessing came into your house that you were going to have a baby and all the circumstances that you told us about through the pregnancy, through the birth and the first year, we could put together probably a really neat 1 hour of just clips of that would be almost like a time lapse. It would be a time lapse.
Yeah, what a great idea. You know, because you've had, and our listeners have had front row seats this whole journey.
Yeah. No.
And, you know, whenever we remember what has happened, I think that's so important, rather than just looking ahead to the future or just sticking in the present. When we remember all that's happened, all that God's done, answer prayers, what we've gotten through, it gives us hope.
You know,
for the past, for the future, too.
It does indeed. You know, we were going to talk about something else, but it just occurred to me, this is the week of both Passover and Easter. And you wished me a happy Passover during the break, as I wished you a Good Friday and a happy Easter on Sunday. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on both holidays, state of religion in our kids' lives, our lives, anything you'd like to reflect, because I know Easter is a pretty darn important one in your faith.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to actually a pastor that I regularly subscribe to his messages, and I was listening to what he said just about this idea in our modern society that, you know, commonly it's believed that, you know, there's no God. Just you do what's right for you, whatever you value, you should chase after that. And he just made the comment that in many ways you end up not having any hope because, if you follow that line of thinking, there's nothing that's more important than you. There's nothing, there's no reason to care for somebody else. There's no reason to live in any other way other than for your own desires. And ultimately that ends in a hopeless life. And so here is you as my Jewish friend, and our Jewish friends celebrate Passover. And as Christians, we celebrate Good Friday and Easter. We recognize that there is something bigger than ourselves. And that's God who invites us into a relationship with Him and completely changes our perspective of ourselves, of our world. And that's very countercultural today. It's very unpopular in many ways.
Sadly, very sadly. And I think our world is worse for it. You know, I heard something on the radio on the drive up here today. I'm not sure you're aware of it, but I'd love your thoughts. It was a contrast between two very large public figures in what they were doing. One was Joe Biden, who just spent $1 million on two nights of extravagant living in Paris and London. And the other is the new Pope, who plans on either Easter Sunday or Good Friday, I forget which, to go into a prison and wash the feet of some of the prisoners.
Mm. What a contrast.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you had heard that, but I think this new Pope is just incredible in his humbleness. Whereas the arrogance of Joe Biden is shocking in our current economy. But I wonder what thoughts you have about the beauty of what the new Pope is doing.
Well, I wasn't familiar of that, his plan on Easter. I did know that when offered the papal palace, you know, the more extravagant, extravagant isn't really the right word for it, but he chose, you know, a more humble apartment.
Yeah,
and we've seen that through, you know, he carries his own bags. He takes public transportation.
Love it. I just love it. You know, we're already out of time, believe it or not. So you want to remind us where you're not blogging again?
Not blogging at drewsams.com. But if I would just, you know, spend some time with you, I know you'd help me get back on the blogging train.
How about doing a birthday blog for your son?
Hey, that's a great
idea. For a legacy, reflections on the first year of his life from your point of view.
All right, I've got 2 weeks.
That would be beautiful. It'd be a fabulous birthday gift that he won't really understand or know about till much later. But you'll forget if you don't write it down.
All right, listeners, and you are holding me accountable now.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Drew. We'll talk with you. When are we talking with you again? Is it next week or the following week? I forgot. You're not available next week. That's right. I'm doing a pre-record. So we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these messages.